Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa, joined as always by former Giant great Carl Banks as we look back at the Giants' 1917 loss in Philadelphia. And Carl, a game of missed opportunities for the Giants, a scoreless first quarter, lots of chances, but the Giants not really able to get in any rhythm. And talk about the first quarter and the amount of hits that Eli Manning took.
Well, they came into the game thinking they can disrupt the timing of the offense, and they certainly did to an extent because they got him a lot in the first half. In the first quarter, I think he went down about five or six times.
Kenny Phillips also gets injured in the first quarter, trying to help on run support. Looked like non-contact, but, you know, how much does that change your defense when you lose one of your starting safeties?
Well, again, it just kind of speaks to the preparation that the coaches do for the guys on the back end of the roster, because you can never anticipate when an injury is going to happen, but the guy that comes in has to be capable of running the defense.
The Giants got off to such a fast start against Carolina. Now, obviously, Philadelphia is a better team and a tougher team, but why was it that the Giants struggled so early in the first quarter?
Well, it was almost one of those chess matches. You knew that Philadelphia could do some things to you. Clearly, with the type of pass rush that they presented, you weren't going to see a lot of balls flying out of there early in the game. So I think it was just a matter of finding the right balance so that they could attack. And I think conversely, on the other side, for the Giants' defense versus their offense, it was the same story.
Neither team threatened the end zone in the first quarter. The first quarter ends with the Eagles in possession of the football in Giants territory. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG.
It's time for this week's New York Presbyterian Amazing Play of the Game. With 8:42 to go in the fourth quarter, the Giants trail the Eagles by six, looking to put together a drive when Ramses Barton hauls in this 31-yard pass from Eli Manning. That's this week's New York Presbyterian Amazing Play of the Game.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the second quarter. Giants and Eagles are scoreless. Eagles have the ball, but they have to punt on the first series of the second quarter. But, Carl, the Giants go on a nice drive, but they get a play call back for an offensive holding. Some unforced errors for the Giants really hamstrung them in the second quarter.
Well, and that's sort of the difference when you're playing a game as tight as this game was. The margin of error is very slim, and when you get your opportunities, you've got to make sure that you take full advantage of them and don't have setbacks.
All right, one of the areas of unforced errors, it's Philadelphia's third possession of the quarter, and they face a third and four at their own 36-yard line. OCU Manure jumps offside. So Philadelphia, which is struggling in their third downs, doesn't even have to make a play to keep their drive alive.
And that's what, you know, you're sort of playing a field position game at this point, and every yard counts. So you definitely didn't want to have your defensive lineman jump off sides there.
At this point in the game, the Giants are doing a masterful job on LeSean McCoy. He's not really able to get any running room going, but Michael Vick's able to make some plays with his legs, including converting a third down on this drive.
Well, the reality of Michael Vick now is not that he's a threat to take over the offense with his legs anymore. He'll be resourceful, but they didn't want his arm to come into play with those deep threat wide receivers.
So inside of 2 minutes to go in the half, Philadelphia faces a third and nine at the Giants' 19 when we get our first score of the game.
Vic takes the shotgun snap, takes a deep drop, steps up, lobs one to the end zone, wide open, touchdown Eagles. DeSean Jackson just ran away from the defense.
Shots, right? Fresh work.
Carl, it looks like an easy touchdown for DeSean Jackson and Antrell Rolls trailing, but there were other mistakes that were made in the course of this play.
Well, yeah, you've got the cornerback who gets twisted around on the play, and you just have to play your technique. And this is a game where discipline in your technique and in your coverage has to be set for the entire play. You can't be there for a second, take a peek, because these guys will run right by you. So it's just a breakdown in technique.
And you also pointed out during the game, Mathias Kiwanuka is coming on a blitz, but he almost allowed himself to get blocked.
Well, again, technique, execution. The reason he's blitzing against LeSean McCoy is because there's a size and strength advantage, and McCoy is not a very good pass protector. So he kind of tries to make a move and gets run right out of the play instead of just taking McCoy, pushing him right back into the quarterback's lap.
So Philadelphia has a 7-0 lead. The Giants get the ball back, and, you know, in typical Giants fashion, they drive it downfield, and the Giants wind up getting a Lawrence Tynes field goal from 25 yards out. So something positive going into the locker room, down 7-3. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll focus in on the third quarter of the Giants and Eagles here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter. Eagles lead the Giants 7-3. Carl, in the first half, the Giants held LeSean McCoy 6 carries for 2 yards. His first carry of the third quarter goes for nothing. Then he rips off a 4-yarder, a 34-yarder, and a 22-yarder. What happened to the run defense?
Well, it's pretty simple. Same defense, same players. Bad angles, bad tackling, bad technique. In the first half, there was a concerted effort to make sure the lane distribution, gap discipline, and the force were all in place. And then you start to see guys take some liberties, which opened up for a guy like him. A small slither is like a canyon.
Now, despite all of his running there, the Eagles had a first and goal at the 1. The Giants held Philadelphia to 3, so it's a one-possession game. There, they played discipline.
Well, they did, and, you know, the field shrinks, the options shrink, but you give this defense credit. They did not concede a touchdown.
All right, so it's the Giants' first possession on offense in the second half, and they start at their own 43-yard line because of a kickoff return by David Wilson for 45 yards, and Eli Manning leads his team right down the field. They look crisp. They look sharp. The Giants only face one third down on this entire drive, and it results in a touchdown.
Third and 3 at the 14. Manning back, throws it right, completes it to the right side. Touchdown, Victor Cruz on the slant. He ran through a defender and took it the rest of the way, and he does the salsa, and the Giants are an extra point away from tying it.
Carl, a perfect pass by Eli Manning as he threads it into Victor Cruz, just past the corner, just past the linebacker, and then suddenly the Giants find themselves tied.
Well, it was a great read by Eli Manning and Victor Cruz. Good route, but they were showing blitz, so the linebacker was up a bit, and all Victor Cruz had to do is run a great route on timing, and a good job by Eli getting the ball out of his hands.
Well, to the Eagles' credit, though, they get the ball back. They get a big 27-yard pass play to Brent Celek, and they wind up kicking a field goal, so they go back up 13-10. So now the Giants get another kickoff return from David Wilson. This is a 53-yarder, which sets the ball up at the Philadelphia 49. Carl, this kid has given the Giants a dimension they haven't seen here in a while on the return game.
Well, it's been phenomenal, too, and it makes it so much easier for this offense to operate because the entire playbook is open when they start at the 45-50-yard line.
All right, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin has to make a big decision. He's facing a fourth and less than one at the Philadelphia 40 in the final seconds of the third quarter, down by only 3. Do you punt? Do you go for it? They went for it.
Manning takes a low snap. He's back to throw. Over the middle, he's got Cruz at the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 15 and tackled from behind at the 9-yard line.
You know, I thought our receivers did a great job. They competed. They made plays. We had over 300 yards passing, I think, tonight. So I thought between, Hickson and Victor and Ramsey's and those guys competed and made a lot of big plays for us. You know, obviously hopefully get Akeem back soon and get him back healthy. But, you know, we got to make sure, you know, he's being smart about it and knows his body and knows when he can come back and help us out.
Carla, a daring play by Tom Coughlin to go for it at the 40-yard line, but they had the matchup they liked with Cruz.
Well, they did get the matchup they liked, and, you know, he's looking at the opportunities during the course of the game, and he was at a spot to where it's not far enough to punt, too far for a field goal, just go for it, and if you don't get it, you can still defend from the midfield.
So the Giants trailing 13-10 end the third quarter with a first and goal at the Eagles' 10-yard line. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we come back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Giants trailing the Eagles 13-10, but the Giants have a chance to take the lead in this football game for the first time. The fourth quarter starts with the Giants facing a first and goal at the Eagles' 10-yard line, but the unthinkable happens.
First and goal at the Eagles' 10-yard line. Manning over center, drops straight back to throw. Has time, throws one to the left in the end zone. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. He's going to run it out to the near sideline and shoved out by Locklear.
Carl, obviously the pass intended for Martellus Bennett underthrown, but what was the problem on that play with Dominic Rogers-Cromartie? Because it looked like Manning just threw it to him.
Well, Cromartie was supposed to bite up on a Victor Cruz shallow route at the front of the end zone. And what Eli was trying to do is drop the ball over towards the pylon, but he didn't get enough under the ball, and it was just good coverage.
So a huge turn of events here. The Giants have a chance to tie or maybe go up. Instead, the Eagles get the ball. They start at their own 9-yard line. And they drive it downfield. They put together a really good job, and the Giants are on their heels at this point. Philadelphia facing a 3rd-and-2 at the Giants' 13-yard line, and the Giant defense again comes up and makes a play.
Vic takes the snap, drops straight back in the pocket. Under some pressure, rolls left, gets hit by Blackburn and dropped back at the 18-yard line. That'll be a sack, and the Eagles will send out the field goal unit.
Obviously, in those situations, you want to keep them to 3, and you know that kept us in the ball game. If they get 7 down there in those two, you know, I think the game is completely different. So, you know, I think just bowing up and you know having that mental toughness and saying that you know you're going to stop them here.
Chase Blackburn gets the sack of Michael Vick, and the Giants hold the Eagles to a field goal, so it remains a one-possession game. Carl, despite the fact that the Giants were getting gashed for big plays, they did play good red zone defense.
Well, keeping them out of the end zone was very important. But keep in mind, too, they had to do some things differently, Bob. You can't match up man-to-man with a patchwork defensive backfield against the caliber of receivers they had. So they were going to concede some plays of 17, 15, 19 yards. They just didn't want to give up the home run.
All right, so it's 16-10 Philadelphia. There's 9:19 to go in the game. This is Eli time, right? Giants have a 1st-and-10 at their own 17-yard line. Bradshaw goes for 3 yards on the first play, and then Manning starts dealing.
Play fake to Bradshaw. Manning's going to heave it downfield for Barton, who makes a leaping catch at midfield, gets back up, and then gets tackled by Kurt Coleman at the Eagles' 49. Play fake again, Manning to throw. He's got a man wide open in the middle of the field. It's Hickson. He breaks to the 20. He's to the 15, to the 10, and run out of bounds inside the 10 at the 8-yard line. Manning back, throws to the middle of the field. Touchdown, Giants. He found Bear Pascoe.
You know, we're going up against a really good defense, and we knew they were going to make plays, but we just had to keep on chipping and hammering away and just keep on competing. And like I said, they're really good defense. We just, you know, kept at it.
I see you work, horse. I see you work, horse. I see you work, horse.
I ain't much for dancing.
Yeah, hey, that's all right.
Bear Pascoe gets the touchdown, and the Giants suddenly with a 17-16 lead over the Philadelphia Eagles. And, Carl, I mean, the Giants went 83 yards in 5 plays and took 2 minutes and 40 seconds. They made it look easy. Why did they suddenly click offensively?
Well, it's the type of offense they were in, and they were just hitting the plays. And when you have a lot of options available to you, which Eli tends to get the formation set to exploit matchups, he was able to get some big plays.
Philadelphia, though, gets the ball back, starting at their own 17-yard line, 6:38 to go in the game. And, Carl, I think if you're a Giants fan, you're disappointed here that the Eagles are able to drive the ball down the field. They only face one third down, and that was the third and two, third and goal at the 2-yard line. Mm-hmm. And that's where Michael Vick took the sack rather than throwing the ball away. But why could not the Giants get a stop and win this game right here?
Well, there were two big runs in that drive, and both were plays that were makeable by the defense. Like I said, from a passing perspective, they were going to concede some things because they didn't want to give up the home run. But the run defense, there were just breakdowns, flat breakdowns in the technique and responsibilities.
So Alex Henry's 26-yard field goal gives Philadelphia the lead now, 19-17. The Giants get a 37-yard return on the kick from David Wilson. Henry had to make the tackle. So they start on their own 35-yard line. Giants face a third and 10. Manning throws a pass to Victor Cruz for 9 yards on the fourth down play. Penalty against Philadelphia. Pass interference, so the drive stays alive. Carl, the Giants get the ball at the Philadelphia 27-yard line, and they have it with 49 seconds to go in the game. They run a draw play on first down. Fans may criticize the call. I thought it was a good call, and it looks like that play should have been more productive than a yard.
Well, again, it comes down to being disciplined, being patient. And that was a downhill run. I think if Ahmad Bradshaw, when he looks at the tape, he'll say, if I would have stayed behind David Boss, I'm running for at least 7 or 8 yards on that play.
What about the play 2nd and 9 at the 26? This is the play where Barton gets called for the pass interference. Again, people can criticize the play calling, but at the end of the day, the quarterback's going to make a decision on what he thinks his best option is. That's the shot that Eli took.
Well, again, the operative word there is decision. There were a few options available to Eli, and I'm sure when he looks at the film, he'll say maybe I had a better shot somewhere else or I had more than one option. But, you know, they'll both say that one could have done a little bit better to prevent the pass interference, and the other one will say, hey, I could have given him a better chance to make a play on the ball or to draw a legitimate pass interference. But, you know, Ramses Barton is fighting for the ball. He's competing. Ball's overthrown. I mean, what can you do?
Well, that sets up the Giants in a dire situation now because the ball gets pushed back to the 36-yard line after an incomplete pass. It's time to try the longest field goal of Lawrence Tynes' career. If he makes this 54-yarder, the Giants win. If he misses, it's a victory for Philadelphia.
15 seconds to go. Tynes gets a redo from 54. He missed it left. Snap, spot, kick on its way. Does it have the distance? It does not. He had it online, but it was short by a yard from 54.
We put ourselves in position a couple of times to win the game, and we didn't get it done. We gave up an awful lot of yards rushing, and we had trouble running the ball ourselves, obviously. We did make some plays, you know, as we came down through the second half, but too little, not enough. You know, the decisions as we went in, we were in field goal range, and when we got the offensive pass interference, which, you know, really put it all the way back to about the very, very limit of where we could try, and then of course the clock became a factor, and I couldn't afford to take a chance on the clock running out before we were able to spike the ball. So we went for the long field goal, and just a little bit too long.
Well, Andy Reid gave Lawrence Tynes a second shot, and this time Tynes tried to center it up, and Carly was about a yard and a half short. He had distance on the first one. But when you look at the Giants, your takeaway from this game, there were a lot of opportunities for them in the second half to win it.
Well, the one thing about it, you know, is there. I don't think there's any such thing as a good loss, but it wasn't a inexplicable loss. There were things you could point to that would tell you that the Giants had an opportunity to win on more than one occasion, And when you get the ball and you have the last possession with the chance to win it, that's all you can ask for outside of the fact that they did not execute the winning score.
How much of a problem is it that they're 0-2 in the division through their first two division games for the first time since 1996?
Well, I'm not so sure the division win-loss record is as important as the overall record, because every team within the division is now just starting to get into the teeth of it. So those things will kind of even themselves out. They can't allow themselves to be swept by any team in the division, and they have to continue to win non-division games, because the overall record, along with your division wins, will somehow get you where you need to go.
And the Giants did win the division last year with a 9-7 record, and they were 3-3 within the division. Next up for the Giants, a home game against the Cleveland Browns. Carl, good stuff as always.
Thanks, Bob.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you join us again next week right here on MSG as we rewind the Giants and Browns. You've been watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG.